I'm Patrick Madden with WAMU 88.5. There are more women serving in the Virginia state legislature than ever before. In November, Democrats flipped 15 seats in the House of Delegates, and 11 of them were won by women. Most of these new female lawmakers hail from Northern Virginia, and I set out to Richmond to catch up with these women on their first days in office. It was a historic swearing-in.
I do solemnly swear that I'll support the Constitution.
More women, more diversity than ever before.
I was surprised by the overwhelming sense of emotions I had.
Kathy Tran is a new delegate from Fairfax County.
Looking around this room and how much more diverse it is and how much more representative it is of our communities and the small piece that I'll have to play in our state's history.
Tran's office at the Capitol could double as a daycare center. The room is filled with toys, bottles, a rocker, and a baby.
This is Elise, and she's sleeping right now.
How old is she?
She is 11 months.
Tran takes Elise everywhere with her. She campaigned with her, knocking on doors across Fairfax, and now she's brought her to Richmond. Tran is one of the first Asian American state lawmakers in Virginia and the first Vietnamese American ever to serve in Richmond.
There's some things that are unique to Asian Americans and to Vietnamese Americans and refugees and immigrants and working moms. And there's some things that are just really common. Like, we all want health care and we want good public education systems. We want good jobs. And we want to be able to get there on time.
Tran isn't the only trailblazer among this new group of Democratic lawmakers dubbed the Freshman 15. The first lesbian candidate won. The first Latinas were sworn in, including Elizabeth Guzman from Prince William County.
Me personally, I was told that Virginia was not ready to have a delegate who looks like me. And look what happened.
And there's Danica Rome, perhaps the country's first ever transgender woman elected to state office.
A lot of women are very capable at seeking common ground and then actually making it happen. I think that's what we're going to show, that by having a lot more women's voices represented.
But it's not going to be easy. Republicans still control the House of Delegates, and they have a large say over what can get done and whether these new delegates can deliver on the promises that carried them to office.
The House will come to order. The delegate from Fairfax, Delegate Watts.
Day two of the General Assembly began with a speech. Democrat Vivian Watts, a longtime delegate from Fairfax, stood before the packed chamber and celebrated the 28 women sworn in.
We didn't crack the ceiling, we shattered it.
Watts was first elected in 1982. There were only a handful of women in the House at the time. Watts had been one of Fairfax County's top economic development officials. She was a tax expert, a whiz on incentive packages, and then she got to Richmond.
My biggest challenge was, first and foremost, to be taken seriously.
She fought to get on the Finance Committee, which had never had a woman on it because it had been considered a man's issue.
I'm sure many women have experienced this. You have offered the solution. It doesn't get picked up for about 5-10 minutes until a guy says it, and then, okay, that's where we're going.
She ended up helping solve a big tax crisis, but she also remembers dealing with a lot of nonsense.
And I'm not going to identify who said this to me. I think he meant me well. But he said to me, Vivian, you made a big mistake up there. You acted smart.
Committee assignments can feel like a make-or-break moment for lawmakers. In order to tackle the issues you campaigned on, you need to get assigned to the right committee. Later that day, when Republicans announced the assignments, there was some head-scratching among the freshman Democrats like Danica Rome.
I was certainly disappointed that I did not end up on the Transportation Committee, which I very, very much wanted.
Rome had campaigned almost exclusively on a single issue, fixing Route 28. But Republicans put Rome on the Science and Technology and County, Cities, and Towns committees. And other Democratic freshmen were disappointed, too. Day three, and the real work begins. Lawmakers, aides, and House pages scurry around the Capitol, trying to get to the early morning committee meetings. Kathy Tran is holding her baby, Elise.
I'm really excited to be on this committee and to tackle issues like gerrymandering and breaking down barriers to voting. So I'm really excited.
Republican delegate Mark Cole gavels the meeting to order and gets ready to hand out the subcommittee assignments.
You know, I spent a lot of time working on this last night, and I came up with what I thought was a great plan that would have made everybody happy. Unfortunately, I left that on my nightstand this morning.
Republicans break out in laughter. The atmosphere at this Southern State House can seem at times like an old boys' club, but this group of female freshman Democrats say they're ready to get to work. Jennifer Carroll Foy, who now represents Prince William County, was one of the first black female graduates from the Virginia Military Institute.
Being in a room where some people may not want you there, and they may think different than you, they may come from different socioeconomic status, different backgrounds, but at the end of the day, you have to plan and execute. You all have a job to get done.
Foy says it's okay to feel uncomfortable, but you can't lose sight of that job at hand. For WAMU, I'm Patrick Madden.